Pretty shocking news. Tell me what you've decided.
Well, it's something that my wife and I have been talking about, praying about for about 5 or 6, maybe 7 months, and decided to finish my second term, of course, but did not seek a third term. And, you know, when I got elected, I had an infant and a 3-year-old, and we were able to manage pretty easily. But it's gotten a little more difficult now. And so we had to just make a decision whether a third term would be the right thing for our family. And you have to make those decisions pretty quickly because filing is in February. And so as I looked at the next 3 years, whether we're willing to commit another 3 years, because I've got obviously one more year in my term, we just couldn't commit to 3 years. And so we wanted to make that known as quickly as possible because we didn't want my potential Republican successors to be at a disadvantage and not be able to get going and organize and what have you. And so I thought it was important to get the decision out there immediately. And that's what we've done. So it's a great honor to serve, and I'll finish my term out. And we'll continue in other forms of public service, and we'll see what's down the road. But, you know, these are formative years for my 3-year-old and 6-year-old, and as they grow up, and I want to be there for them. And you know, it's an entirely different situation for folks whose kids are out of high school or out of college, and they're able to serve, and it's not the same situation. You know, so it's just about how to balance the different competing demands, and we're doing fine now, but we just weren't sure as our kids get a little bit older in those formative years whether it would be the best thing for them. And so we're going to step aside for after this term and do something else, and always be doing some sort of public service. So we'll see what happens.
Well, as the father of a 2-year-old, I can certainly relate to the demands of kids, especially at the ages your children are. Do you plan
to? Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff they do that I miss, and I don't, you know, I'm not. I try to minimize that as much as possible, and they can't always avoid that. But you know, there's not a lot of flexibility in a congressional schedule because we meet when we meet. And so this is the best thing for my family. And, you know, people talk about how they don't want lifetime politicians. And, you know, so I think for those folks, this is good. I mean, this is 4 years and working hard and giving somebody else an opportunity.
Do you plan to return to Little Rock?
Oh, yeah, of course. I live in Little Rock now. Sure. Never left. And love it here. And this is our home. And
Do you know yet what you're going to do? Do you plan to?
I have no earthly idea. I'm gonna pray about it, and I'm gonna think about it, and I'm gonna ask my wife what she thinks about it. We're gonna figure it out as a team. We've been a team since the start, and it's been a great experience. And I've still got, you know, 13, 14 months, whatever it is, to go, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
All right. Do you still enjoy politics? Has it gotten frustrating being in Washington and always keeping up the fight?
Well, I love politics. You know, I tell people whether you love it or not, it is critical. You know, it's critical to my kids and your kids. And so I don't even think we have a choice but to embrace it, whether we like it or not. But I love it. You know, I'm interested in it. I believe it's important. And so I will continue to stay engaged, make no mistake about it.
Okay. And finally, and I say this with all due respect, but we won't find out anything bad. There's no ulterior reason you're stepping down?
No, absolutely not. And I'm not stepping down.
But it, just not
yeah,
running for re-election.
I'm staying in my job. I'm just going to finish the term and not run for a third term.
Okay. Anything else you would like to add?
No, I appreciate you very much.